From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Testing. Bleed Blue Show. Chris, can you hear me out there?
Yeah, I got you. You hear me?
Oh, man, it's been an up and down couple of weeks all over the place. Chris and Steve, man.
Had to make sure.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Big Blue Roundtable, preview versus the Redskins. BleedBlueShow.com is our website. Audio archive episodes, iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, your Stitcher apps, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify for the millennials. Chris, what's going on, man? How's everything?
Hey, man, I'm looking forward to this one coming up, man. We had a bang-bang last weekend with very exciting, a lot of adrenaline still going on from Tampa. And now we're home, man. Let me tell you, the momentum as far as optimism is really kicking throughout the city, and I like what I'm hearing. So, hey, but I'm more interested in what yourself, the stakeholders, and the Giants Nation at large, the Big Blue Nation at large has to say, so... Let's rock and roll, man. We got 90 minutes of some really nice insight.
And no, we don't. We only got an hour. The 90 minutes
shit.
Is the cushion.
That's right. Where are we at? Forgot where I was.
That's the cushion.
An hour. We got
Thursday night football. We got Thursday night football.
We got to get out of here. That's true. Sorry
about
that.
We got to get out of here.
Let's rock and roll, man. Let's rock and roll.
Yeah, throughout the show, we're going to get some comments from the E-Table, the Bleed Blue Show page. We're going to call it the stakeholder page. We don't have fans. We have stakeholders. We're all equal. We're all fans. So the stakeholder page. We're also going to get from the meet. You're going to love this. DB's Nation. We're going to implement DB Nation's top three victims for the meat grinder. You're going to love that. You're going to love it when we get to that point in the episode. And, of course, we're going to have our week four pick'ems, which fucking... Yeah. Billy Bob and Lit are running away with this thing, man. It is sickening how they are so far in the lead, man. We'll get to all that. And like I said, like Chris kind of echoed from the Tampa takeover with the frontliners. Shout outs to the frontliners.
Awesome.
I'm not going to say no names because I don't want to miss nobody because there were so many people involved as far as fans. I'll just say it in general. Thank you to everybody who participated in the event. It was great, man. I mean, this was probably better, close to 17, if not equally as better, for different reasons. It had a different flavor to it. And we got to win.
It was well worth it. We got to win. Let me tell you something. I never saw. All tailgates are fine. All tailgates are memorable, and there's a lot of camaraderie, and. If you had a win, you remember the last, the post game tailgate better than you remember the pregame. But this whole past weekend was fire. So it was incredible all the way through, man. And I'm telling you what, I haven't had that kind of a camaraderie. And I've been going to the games for a while and attending and meeting everybody, and whether they be frontliners or stakeholders or whatever. But this past weekend was like, my God, it was grand beyond words, man. And I really appreciate the fact that, we were able to represent the city. We actually took over Tampa. we were able to do what we did. So I thank everybody for coming out on behalf of all the stakeholders, Azul and everyone else. That was fantastic, man. We got to keep on doing that.
Yeah, by the way, since you said that, we're going to bring on the stakeholders for the roll call. I'm going to implement the three-minute timer tonight. But the other events, we have the homecoming game with everybody at MetLife, the Arizona Cardinal game. So check that out if you want to participate in that. And, of course, we have the big game in Chicago. We'll be in Chi-Town November 22nd through the 24th versus the Bears. So the fun still definitely continues. And let's not forget, there's also an important element in this weekend as well. The community service that some of us were on was spectacular. It's always giving back to the communities, even outside of the places we live. So even giving back to the community in Tampa on Thursday when we did the cleanup at the park. That got swept under the rug a lot. And I don't want that to get not forgotten with all the fun we had at the tailgates and at the game. The community service was part of the equation too, and that was a spectacular time getting our asses up and doing something good for people out there in Tampa. But anyway, let's get to the we got the roll call. Worm, say hello to the people. How you doing? We're gonna lead off with you, and then we get to everybody else on the queue. Worm, say hello, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Worm.
Hey, hey.
What's up, bro?
Sure.
How
nice.
You feeling?
Nothing. Killing. My Royal tickets came in for the Yankees.
Speaking of that, yeah, I'm not gonna jump the gun on that right now. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, Tampa's a tough team, so I'm gonna.
Yeah.
You know, we got the Rangers, not the New York Rangers, the Texas Rangers. That finish off the season.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have actually nice plug leadway before we get to the next stakeholder. Monday, we're gonna talk 2019 Major League Baseball at 9 o'clock on Monday. FYI for the baseball people who's in for the baseball playoffs. So, all right. Worm,
mm-hmm.
Stay right there. We get to everybody.
Yes,
bring on Frank. Frank, say hello to the people. How you doing?
Frank.
What's up, people? What's going on?
All
you?
Right.
What's happening, Chief? Okay. Let's see.
You had a good time, man?
Hold up. Hello?
Is he there?
I don't know. Okay.
Frank?
Well, okay. He'll be back if he's not there now.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
I wanted to get his opinion, what he liked about the, you know, the game, and if you want
it
or not.
I love it.
That's right. We'll have people implement that when they call in. Let's go to who else is in this queue. Let's go to. Got to get my glasses. I can't see. Sim, I see you. Sim, say hello to the people. How you doing, sir?
Chap is here.
Good evening, Steve.
Good evening.
Hello to everyone that's online, and boy, what a week to bleed blue, boy. That's all I can say.
There you go.
There you go.
That's what's happening. All right.
Just Sim, let's go to Billy Bob, who's cleaning up. He's cleaning up the pickums. Nothing on the table. Nah,
yeah, right. Yeah. I'm in my feelings. Yes, I'm in my feelings about these picks, baby. Yeah. If you're not in your feelings, you can't pick like Billy Bob. Hey, baby, my baby's talking about I'm loud. I'm in my feelings, baby, when I get on here. Sorry.
That's my man right there, man. I love that dude.
Yeah
Zoo.
Man, I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm in my feelings right now, bro.
Yeah. Let's. I'll start off, and then we could get the warmer. Unless you have any words, we got the matchup versus the Redskins, and I put me on the clock, Chris, for the 3 minutes. I'll probably take about 2 minutes, but
okay.
We already, you know, if you saw the Monday night game versus the Bears, I don't think. Okay, the Redskins.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say are good. They're a subpar team in this league. They have a lot of holes on their roster, and with them. With the Washington Redskins, I just thought watching them, Chicago Bears defense is an above average team that made them look even worse than what they were. So I don't look at the Redskins as this terrible piece of work. I mean, they're not the Miami Dolphins, is my whole point. I thought even in the second half where Chicago kind of went to sleep, they kind of crept up back into the game. Case Keenum to me is an eye quarterback. It's possible we might see Dwayne Haskins subbed in if Jay Gruden wants to go that route. What I took away from going in from the Giants game from last week to this week is, are we going to, and I might have to throw this question at all the stakeholders tonight. Are we going to be able to get away without Golden Tate and Saquon Barkley in the same game? Because we know Tate's going to be back for Minnesota next week. And did we see the real Evan Engram? Now we have Danny Dimes throwing him the ball. Evan Engram had a monster game versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Redskin players that I think we need to watch out for, and I'm kind of worried about, is Montez Sweat. Chris, you already know who he is. We talked about him in our draft episode.
Constantly.
He was a
– We wanted him. We wanted him.
He's got beast in him. He's got a guy going to be coming off the edge and probably off Nate Solder's side. And Nate Solder has his issues. He had issues with Shaquille Barrett, as we identified. Is this going to be the game that Landon Collins has his revenge against the Giants? Is he going to make some key stops? I worry about in the, up the middle, defensively, they played a 3-4 like we played a 3-4. They got Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. They got these Alabama guys. I think that can give a little issues to Will Hernandez and Jalapio. I really do. AP, as you can remember, Chris, when the Redskins came to MetLife, AP had a big run game, rush game. If they're going to win, I think AP is going to have a similar tight game. We know Darius, right. Darius Geis is out for however long. AP is a bell cow back. The Giants, they have shown ups and downs when it comes to run defense, but the pass defense is bad. So are they able to play good pass defense versus Terry McLaurin, who is a good, decent rookie wide receiver?
I was going to tell you that.
Decent as well.
Yes.
But here's the flip side, and this is where they're really weak. And we all know this guy, Eric Flowers. He's in left guard now. We have to take advantage of that. And also, Donald Penn.
Hold on.
Yeah, stop the clock.
Got it.
All right, I'm out. So I'm done. I have more to say. So I'm kind of laying the foundation. So if you have anything else, Chris, we could go to Warren for his 3 minutes. And if he wants to echo anything I say, I'll have questions for him as well.
I just want to say one thing. The people down, let me tell you something. If you think we have issues, let me tell you, the Redskins fan base is just, they're just really on fire right now. Really on fire. They're really, really pissed. Everybody wants to see Haskins. Everybody wants him. They're really crying really loudly about the fact that the Redskins don't seem to work. In fact, these first three games, every time they faced off against a mobile quarterback, they fell on their face, you know? I mean, you know, a mobile quarterback is able to play to make plays outside of the pocket. You know, it gives them hell. And Jones is just that kind of cat, man. What they're going to have to do is contain Jones. I'm telling you, I never thought I'd be able to say this part of any kind of critique this year, but I'm talking about the defensive front of the Redskins. Containing Jones while limiting his plays outside of the pocket is the most important thing they're going to have to do, and I don't think they're ready to do it, okay? Also, I'm scared about Jones' fumbles, but that's another story. I'd rather stakeholders take this over at 929-477-4171. Worm, go ahead on, bro. 3 minutes.
Give us your keys, Worm. Give us your keys to the game.
All right. What I'm looking at is, you know, I watched the Monday night game, and yeah, Chicago really like took their foot off the gas the second half. It wasn't. Chicago should have really dominated that game.
Shit. No, hold on. Hey, my bad. Contained. Sorry. We all moved.
Looking at the Giants matchup offensively, Washington's secondary is really as bad as ours. They made, you know, Trubisky look like, you know, an all-pro, you know, quarterback Monday night. And I really don't, you know, to me, Trubisky is like average at best. And Josh Norman, he's really a system corner. He was great when he was in Carolina because he fit that system. Here, he just gets burnt more than a... You know, he's like a burnt piece of toast out on the field. The guy's not like he was when he was in Carolina. We all know Landon Collins. He really not great in pass coverage. I expect Evan Engram to have a big game, you know, up the seam on Landon Collins. Run game, you know, Landon's going to make his stops. He's going to make his plays. But the passing game, we should be able to throw all over Josh Norman and Landon Collins all day long. You know, I am concerned with Montez Sweat. I want to see how he's going to, you know, match up against, you know, Nate, because Nate's had his issues. Bowman is a functional back for now. We're going to have to roll Daniel Jones out of the pocket and the ball. He's going to have to really carry everything on this game because he's not going to have Barkley at all. Defensively, Paul Richardson and Terry McLaurin, Jenkins and Baker, they're going to have to come and play ball this week because they played the way they did last week. It's going to be really, really bad. The Giants you know, in that game against Tampa, they did make halftime adjustments. But yet, you know, it's just we're not seeing them put two halves of football together. At some point, they're going to have to. I think this is, you know, division games are very tough. You know, Washington's going to play is very tough. It's not going to be a shootout. I can see it being a shootout as, you know, high scoring. I can see like a 26-23 ball game. I don't think either team is going to blow the other one away. I think we're evenly, you know, matched defensively because both our secondaries are not so good. Just one last thing. I mean, matchups I'm looking at is, you know, Montez against Soldier, Norman, you know, on any one of our receivers that we have. I mean, I know we don't have stud receivers at the moment, but they do get the job done. And I'm looking at, you know, Collins Ingram matchup and then Jenkins and Baker on either Richardson or McLaren. You know, to see how they're going to respond against, you know, two very good receivers. And, you know, Washington does have a, you know, great run game with, you know, Thompson and AP. So it's okay. going to be interesting to see what they do.
All right.
Okay, that's Worm. Thank you, bro. Shout out to you, 929-477-4171. Frank, did you come back?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going
all
on?
All right. Steve, go ahead and ask your question, bro.
All right, man. Frank, first and foremost, quickly, if you want to recap on the fun you had, or if you want to say one or two sentences about that, and, of course, matching up against the Redskins this week, what matchups on the Redskins side or the Giants could take advantage of?
The Tampa game was pretty good. I'm glad we got the win, you know. I still am not 100% bought into Jones. Until we play somebody, New England and Minnesota is what I'm looking for. I'm not 100% on him, but that's just, you know, that's me, obviously. But yeah, it was good. So yeah, we'll have to see what he does against their secondary. And I do think Landon Collins is going to step it up just to dig into the Giants, just to give it to Gettleman, give it to the Giants, period. So I'm thinking that's going to be something good. I think they're recharged, though, which looks good. I mean, that's the way they looked. The offense for sure looked recharged with him in there. You know, these guys are wanting to win. They're wanting to do something. They want to see some movement, you know. And then, you know, on the other side of the ball is being the defense obviously can't do a goddamn thing, to be honest. Stop the run for a little bit, and that's about it. But that secondary is useless as shit. They're not getting better for a while. And then, of course, I'm upset my man's out. You know, that's the whole idea. So we got 8 weeks for him, and that's kind of pissed me off personally. Because you know me, I'm all about Saquon. I'm not even about the team this year. I'm about my boy.
And the Nittany Lions.
And okay. The Nittany Lions. Man, when you say that, I get chills. You have no idea. You have no idea. I get chills. I get chills. Right. But that's all it is.
All right. Thanks, Frank. That's my man, Frank. All right. 929-477-4171. The champ. Do your spiel for 3 minutes, champ, or still?
Hey, man, listen. I don't know about anybody else, man. But listen, I feel good about Jones, and you know, I mean, listen, what more do you want from the kid, man? An 18-point comeback victory on the road against a team who came into that game the number 7 overall ranked defense, the number 2 scoring defense in the league. You saw what they did to Cam Newton, the dude who was the MVP in the league. They pretty much stifled that offense that they have down there, man. So for him to come out in this first game and put up 30 points and lead that team back on the road, nonetheless, against what was a top 10 rated defense at the time. You made a believer out of me. You did it in the second half without your best offensive weapon. So, I mean, for me, the proof is in the pudding with that. I mean, does he have to correct some things? Yes, he does. Do we need to see play like that more consistently? Absolutely. But I don't see how you can look on that and say, you know, you may not be totally sold, but hey, you got to be super encouraged you know, about what he brings to the team, especially athletic-wise, the way that he sustained quite a bit of drives. I mean, they said it on the broadcast, Chris and Steve. Man, in the first half, he was 6-9 on third down. We were 5-23 in the first two games. I mean, that's not a coincidence. You know what I mean? His mobility and his athleticism, being able to move, kept a lot of drives alive just by either running for a first down, which he did once, and just moving so suddenly in the pocket to give himself a chance to deliver the ball down the field. So, you know, I'm excited about that. I think the number one matchup that we have to take advantage of is Sterling Shepard and Evan Engram over the middle of the field. You know, Reuben Foster's out with the ACL. They lose a lot of athleticism at linebacker, not having him there and not re-signing Preston Brown. So the middle of the field has been open against them for these first couple of weeks. That and the fact that they're also the 29th ranked rushing defense. So if there was ever a week for you to really get the running game going, even without having Barkley, you know, this will be the week. And, you know, just the fact that you have Jones there behind center and he can run a little bit, that can kind of help keep the defense honest. So, you know, instead of having that outside linebacker or that defensive end just crashing down, you know, on the zone, refiguring the running back and getting the ball, I have nothing to worry about. Now you got to hesitate for that split second to make sure Jones isn't pulling that ball and running around the end. So maybe that running back gets a chance to hit the crease that's there that the offensive line created and don't have to worry about the unblocked man coming from the backside and chasing them down. And, you know, defensively, that offensive line for Washington is not the best right now without Trent Williams. You just got to try to put the pressure on them, you know, trust your guys to beat them. And you got the secondary is going to have to play a better game because Richardson and McLaurin can get down the field. And that little guy, Quinn, is kind of like a faster version of Cole Beasley, so you kind of need to watch the middle of the field as well. I know we're a little bit short at linebacker this week, but I'm thinking you're going to roll with Conley and probably on passing downs. We may see some of that three safety look with a safety, either Bethea or maybe Michael Thomas playing on that linebacker level, curve here in our short area zones. But, you know, I'm excited. I'm hoping the team can get a win this week and be 2-2, and then we just go from there.
All right. That's the sim, the champ. Thanks, champ. 929-477-4171. Billy Bob's up. Hey, you know what, Steve? Sim did bring up something that's really, really interesting. You know, I'm hearing, you know, actually the opposing offenses are converting, like, I don't know, 65% of their third down opportunities on the Redskins, man. And that's been a talking point all season for all the criticism that the Redskins fans have for Gruden and the defensive coordinator. I don't know what his name is. But that's one of their key Sundays to limit the Giants, you know, successful first and second, make it easy to get these third down stops because that's a pain for them. And another point is I know a lot of people that are playing fantasy football realize that because of that factor right there, Gallman is trending up really, really heavy, and that's probably one of the reasons. Billy Bob, you are in your feeling, sir, for the next 3 minutes.
All right, listen. I told y'all Jason Winston has the Eli syndrome. He's going to throw your ball. He almost threw them three. But
oh my God.
I really want to get to the point where I'm like, guys, know your personnel. Because if anybody should get a game ball, y'all probably be like, who'll get this game ball for last week? It's not even Daniel Jones, even though he had a great game. But the game ball has to go to Darius Slayton. One, for making a key block with Ingram. Starting off that last fourth quarter drive with a catch, even when he came back and blocked when Sterling Shepard caught that one outside pass. Even when he caught him a bomb. And I want to tell y'all, any big plays in that game was all consistent of Darius Slayton being in the game. That, go look at it. Anytime he was, when we came in that third quarter, like late third quarter, early fourth quarter, when we was in a slump, when we was even moving the ball, he was not in the game. So the key player, he deserves a game ball. He was on every big play. I want to address that. Know your personnel. Oh, the Giants can build from that. To me, he kind of even gave me a glimpse of Hakeem a little bit. Hakeem Nicks, if that's a good thing, that's a good start. I like that. But key to this game, where I see that there shouldn't be even no problem because, like I said, Tampa Bay was playing out of a 3-4. Once again, if we playing Washington in a 3-4, Daniel Jones should be able to capitalize on everything he sees and everything he do. That's where I'm at right now, because Daniel Jones got a big advantage because he see the 3-4 every day, so it shouldn't be no problems with that. As long as I see, long as they find a way to get their – hey, listen, it was like a blessing in disguise, even though we see – even though Saquon went down, but just to see two rookies step up on offense, that's a beautiful thing to have, to see this man have a go-to guy. Even when – even like I was like, bro, when he dropped the ball, even when he dropped that little slant, and how Daniel Jones kept going back to this guy, like at crucial times, and even though he stayed, he kept his head in the game to help make big plays. Take a look at Darius Slayton whenever y'all get a chance to go back. Just take a look at that. But like I said, there's Giants. I got high expectations right now for the Giants, so I feel like they should be able to go into this game and dominate this game. To me, I mean, just like I mean, like, I just felt like we was being held back by Eli. We finally took the handcuffs off. We took the handcuffs off. We could see a lot. And the only thing I might have had a problem with is the running game, too. Even though the Giants didn't even give the man a running game within that third quarter, in that fourth quarter. They didn't even give the man a running game, like even an attempt. So the man was just sitting back there like a sitting duck. But,
what'd you say, man, like that last part? Sitting duck, what?
That last part, I just hope they give him more of a running game this game. But after that, we A-OK from here on out. With the Giants.
I think Gallman ready, man. That's just my take, Billy Bob. I think he might be ready to fly. All right, we'll see what's happening. Get back in your feelings, man. 929-477-4171. Kristen, one of the bluest people I know, one of my best friends right there. You're on, girlfriend. 3 minutes.
No, before you go,
Chris,
in,
hi, everybody.
Before you go in, just a quick two sentence tidbit on how much fun you had, or if you didn't have fun at the takeover, and then go and spit your pot about the Redskins Giant game.
Oh my God, you already know I had a ball. We had a ball. I had a ball, and the win was just icing on the cake. It was great. The frontliners were great. It was just a great turnout. It was really incredible. The energy down there was spectacular. Really, that was it for me. And the win just, I was ready. I was so ready. We came down from CT and we absolutely loved it. Absolutely. My daughter had a blast and family down there. So, yeah, we did. We had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes. And, yes, Steve. On to, I just want to shout out the rookies, honestly. They really did step up. Conley did great, had made some really good plays. Ellison missed some crucial tackles. And this defense really has to straighten up as we keep getting further on into the season. I mean, these guys got to really work. They were better than they were last week, but we're still mediocre at best. We still need a lot of work on defense. But hats off to Danny Dimes. He did his thing. He was moving, and he saw that open lane. And if it wasn't Barkley, it was him. And he saw that open lane, and he took it. And I'm really proud of him. And he really stepped it up. I think everything was riding on it on this game for him. You know, the pressure was on for him being a quarterback and being brand new. And this kid really just showed such poise and confidence throughout the whole game. It was really amazing. But I had a ball, and the game was spectacular. We were sitting next to season ticket holders for the Bucks, and we were talking trash throughout the whole game. And when they did the field goal, when they missed that kick, man, it was sickening.
Evan.
It was sick. The whole stadium just erupted, and it just felt like there was nobody else but us there. That's exactly what it felt like. There was nobody else but Blue in that building. And it was great. I had a blast. So I want to go to New Orleans, just FYI. Putting it out there. just throwing it
I'll
out
be there,
there
with you.
Hello.
I'll be
Steve,
there with you.
Wait a minute. So what's up with the game this week? What's up with this game before the clock is out? What's up with this game?
The Sunday?
No, Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday, coming up.
Yes. Yes. Well,
you didn't say anything
I'm
about
trying.
This game.
I'm trying to get there. As far as the game is concerned, like I said, this defense really has to tighten up. We really, really do. If Danny and the line played as good as they did this weekend, and they bring it this week, we got a damn good chance of winning.
Okay.
We really do.
All right. You sound kind of hoarse there. You must have been yelling recently.
I'm still. Well, I lost it completely, but I'm just starting to get it back. So, yeah.
All right. Kristen. Oh, man. What joy that was.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you, dog.
Let's keep it moving.
Yeah, let's get it going. Sarge is up. 929-477-4171. Big Blue Roundtable Preview versus the Redskins. My man! What's going on, sir?
What up? I'm
sorry. That picture with you and everything NYG was classic, man. I just wanted to shout you both guys out at that tailgate, man. You and everything NYG, man, at the tailgate. That was a classic picture.
Which one?
With you and Robbie at everything NYG.
Oh, yeah, man. We, like I said, yeah, those 3 days, 4 days, whatever it was epic, was definitely something that I always remember, especially, like I said, hanging out with the frontliners and the other groups in Tampa and whatnot, meeting Lit and Chris and Christina. It was, like I said, it was definitely a good show. And like I said, tailgating was really great, you know, and I don't know where everybody was sitting. I was sitting in one section and on the visitor side, like 131, and when the chant broke out, it's a home game. Oh, it was on. It was on. Tampa fans didn't know what to do when they heard that. I mean, it was so much Big Blue all throughout the stadium, all throughout Lot 14. It was pretty much a takeover, like you do when you come into town. So, definitely a big shout to you, Steve and Chris, for, like I said, putting everything together. It was awesome. As far as the game is concerned, as far as this week's game and last week, again, I think I said this last week, was that we now have the opportunity to make the offensive play calls and being on the field a little bit longer to give the defense a rest. Even though I felt like Jackrabbit was the dude on the Scared Straight thing.
I know.
Was holding.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, my gosh. It was sad because you can't do that, especially as a veteran. You cannot do that after running your mouth all week before. You know what I'm saying? I get Mike Evans is a beast. I get it. But you're a veteran. You had to come up with something because he was getting torched literally the whole game.
Wrapped it around, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We knew Jameis was good for at least one pick. Like I said, you know, the offense now looks like they were in it to win. I think one of the drives where we ended up scoring, the way they jumped out and the offensive line jumped to the line and was ready – is the spark that Danny Dimes gave. It's like, yo, it's on. Let's do this. And, like, in the press conference, when he was like, yo, you know, let's score, you know, it's like, not to take nothing away from Eli, but, again, it's like, dude, fuck this. I want to win. Let's do this. And that's what the team, I think, that extra spark, and hopefully this will put the spark behind the defense. And as far as Sunday's game, I think it's going to kind of be similar
10,
to
9,
this game that
8,
we just had.
7, six,
you know, it's just going to be
5,
a toss-up.
4,
the defense has got to get
3,
tight, but that's all I got.
2, my guy. That's how you shoot up the Robert Ori at the buzzer, Chris. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, he did it. And it went in. Oh, shit. Well, that's
absolutely winning.
Anyway, anyway, thanks, Sarge, man. Big shout out to you. Nice to see you again and everything, man. We got to do that again. 929-477-4171. Mark, G-Man. You're
Mark,
up, bro.
G-Man.
Nice to see you. Talk to me. And Steve,
hey, what's up,
guys?
How y'all
show, you got your 3 minutes. Let's go.
Sorry, I didn't go down to Tampa, man. Maybe next time. The game, wow, it was like I was up and down, But Danny Dimes did his thing. 18-point, you know, deficit, rallied the troops and stuff without Saquon. Hope Saquon, you know, heal real soon. And you know, the receivers stepped up, especially Ingram. I went to his autograph signing on Tuesday, and, you know, nice man and stuff. Told him good luck to you on Sunday. Do that running and stuff. You know, pass by Lancome, say hello, goodbye, touchdown. That's it.
Right.
And my concern is from the offensive side, I think it's Solder. He got beat so many times. He made bad, like he was a Hall of Famer and stuff. So that's the offensive side. And you know, DJ has to, you know, gotta protect the rock. No more fumbles and stuff. Then on the defense, the secondary got, you know, well, the whole defensive line and linebacker, the whole defense have to step up. Jackrabbit, he's been burnt the last couple of years and stuff, so I'm worried about him big time. So he blocked me on Twitter, so I'm going to the game and stuff. So, you know, see DJ's debut. I hope, you know, they just keep the momentum running and stuff. So, you know, and Gallman, I think he's going to ball.
Okay, cool. That's what I think. All right. Anything else, sir, real quick?
Yeah, shout out to you, Steve, and rest of the G crew and stuff. And I'll see y'all later, man.
Got it. That's Mark, everybody.
Shout out
to NYG for
Mark
life.
Mark G, man.
Shout out to
NYG for life. Oh, yeah. Shout out
to NYG for life. All right. Sounds good, man. All right.
All right.
G, man.
Big O.
Yeah, it's an honor. Hold on before we move on, because we got whoever's next. I think it's Big O. I mean, back to back weeks, we had Chase on with us, and we had G-Man Stewart with us. We rock with Dawn out there in town, man. The NYG for life people, man, they are rocking, man. Shout out to them, man, coming on with us. Go ahead, Chris. Who's next?
Indeed. Big O, peace and blessings, sir.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes. 3 minutes of
peace and blessings, fellas. Peace and blessings. What's going on?
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and
blessings. Tell us about your give us a recap and give us your preview of this game coming up in less than three minutes.
Well, look, I didn't expect the Giants to win games or go to the playoffs this year or none of that. What I expected the Giants from the Giants, because I already had accepted, they're going through a rebuild stage. If you're a fan and a detailed fan and watch football closely like we do, you should be able to know that we're in a rebuild stage. So some fans sound like they want to make it to the playoffs this year in the Super Bowl, and losses and what the players were doing out there, they didn't expect that it was going to be a bad team. I'm seeing a team that's gradually getting better every week. The defense looked bad because Beach's scheme is too exotic, and I think he needs to simplify some things. When he simplifies the defense plays. When you switch out the quarterback like Eli, like I wanted to, and if you get a quarterback out there that's moving the offense, it motivates the defense to play. You know, you may not want to believe it, but real fans know when you got an offense or a good quarterback that's going to go out there and put numbers. Just ask the Patriots defense. They know that when they get Tom Brady back out there and put numbers, all they have to do is get the team off the field. And it motivates you to get the team off the field. I saw some space of that during the game. So I expect the defense to gradually get better, to get that DV engine to get better later in the season once Beach is to realize he needs to simplify some things. But that game, I was excited for Daniel Jones. I watched the receivers, like Darius Slayton, just was actually playing like a veteran that game. If you ask me, He was picking up blocks. It was exciting. It seemed like the energy level raised up when Danny went in that huddle and said, "Let's fucking score." Excuse my French. I don't think Eli ever said anything like that. I'm telling you, man, you know what I'm talking about, Chris. It was fire, man. Come on. You got to be excited as a Giants fan. I hate them fans that are like, "Oh, man, let's see if he keeps it up." It sounds like a fan that wants to see this man lose. You should be excited right now. You should be saying, "I hope this gets better and better and better." If you ask me, Eli's first game of the season of his career didn't look like that. So let's not say that.
30 seconds.
You know,
seconds,
I'm just
sorry.
Saying, this week's game, hey, this week's game, I'm expecting the defense to get a little bit better. I'm expecting Daniel Jones to undress Collins to show some of my fans that he was really overrated. If you don't believe so, I really think Ingram is going to work him. Gomez is going to play have a little good game this week, and then Danny's just going to have to do his thing, man. Stay calm and play football like he's doing, man. I'm excited, man. The kid played like a vet this day, his first game, and I'm going to get better.
That's big O. Thank you, sir.
Thank
you.
Happening.
You don't have to say,
man, this team. So, I mean, well,
yeah, you ain't gonna say that. No. You ain't
gonna
say that.
No.
That's all right, Lady Blue is up. The Grand Lady Blue is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Do your thing, my darling. Three minutes.
Hi, my name is Lady Blue, and I'm a New York Giants fan. Oh, wait. That's
hi,
Lady. I'm sorry.
Before you go on about the game, Lady, before you go in about the game, just, you know, quick tip on how much fun you had. Because we gotta you know, keep it rolling. I didn't mean to interrupt, but show us how much fun you had and also your thoughts on the game.
Oh, I had so much fun Saturday night. I was so happy to come out and play. I said, I heard it was hotter than hell on Sunday, so I'm sorry for you guys sitting in that heat, but I was screaming at that game, let me tell you. Jackrabbit, he's more like a fucking tortoise than a jackrabbit, let me tell you. He was getting burnt all game, but hey, it was, we won, I'm happy. I was just so happy to come out Saturday. I had the best time with everybody, and I'm looking forward to do it again soon. But, I mean, it was great seeing everybody. It really was.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Okay, so, game, because you're on the clock.
This Sunday, I actually feel pretty good. I mean, if our defense can pick it up, come on. Whoever's against Eric Flowers, we better get him. I mean, come on. The revolving door is on the Redskins. Come on. We should be able to go right around his ass. That dude blocked me on Twitter when he was back with the Giants. I mean, shit, I was blowing his ass up. But, I mean, and we're going up against Landon Collins and the other moron that I can't stand. What the hell is his name?
Norman.
Norman, that's the other asshole I hate.
Yeah.
But our defense has to be our secondary, let me say, needs to get better. I'm happy we finally got a sack. We finally got a turnover. So those are out of the way. We got our first win. That's over. But now the league knows that, hey, guess what? For the first time in 16 years, the New York Giants has a mobile quarterback. Watch out. Don't turn your back on DJ. I ain't calling him Danny Dimes. DJ. So I'm actually really looking forward to the game. Hell, after the Eagles lose tonight and we win, we'll be in second place. So,
30 seconds, Lady Blue.
I'm looking forward to a really good game. I don't want to see any more injuries, and I want to see Jackrabbit get his head out of his ass and play better.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Lady Blue, the incomparable Lady Blue, Steve. All right. That's what's happening. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Sean, where's my man at? There you go. 3 minutes, sir. You are on the clock.
Okay, I'll keep it quick because I'm technically working right now.
Okay.
Technically. I love you, Giant fans. You Giant fans are the greatest. Uh-oh. And I don't really like saying anything against Giant fans.
Yeah,
but number one, our defense sucks because, we all know that. Because if we were so happy about our offense playing so well – that first series in Dallas, that would have gave them an initiative to play better against Dallas, which, as we all saw, they played like crap. And another thing, okay, people, the one thing, because I kind of like knew Mr. Jones had the talent when I saw him at the Rose Bowl. So, of course, I always, you know, I'm thinking he's going to do okay. What I didn't realize was that he has that it factor. He can put the team on his back and win games. Not every quarterback can do that. He showed that against a top defense. And I'm not going to name names, that he's not on board with Danny until he sees him against the Patriots. Ooh, do you know how many great quarterbacks have losing records against the Patriots? So you're really going to base your opinion on how good he is against going against the Patriots. The great Eli Manning, future Hall of Famer, won 2 Super Bowls against the Patriots, and y'all killed him. Stop. The man has it. Now we go on to the coach, because I feel like it's a double-edged sword, because the more games we do win, we're going to make this coach look good, and maybe he's not that good, because I'm really feeling like it's the coach, not the GM. I give the GM a pass. It's this coach that might not be the good coach for our team. So we have a quarterback that has that it factor, that could win games for us, like a former player that's with the Browns, that you can say, hey, we're at least going to win 2 or 3 games because we have him on the team. This guy can carry us. I didn't know that. Didn't realize that. He proved it already without Saquon. And I won't bring it up to say that seconds. I told you somebody was going to get hurt in that game, but told you so. But anyway, yeah, he has that factor. He's the one better than what I thought, and he's going to carry us to a couple games. As far as this upcoming game here on Sunday, Washington always plays us tough, especially in New York. It's going to be a back-and-forth game, but I think he's going to pull this one out too. Good day. Love y'all.
All right.
John, you, real quick, I know we're crunched on time, but you are absolutely correct what you said last week about who was getting hurt. Are you going to have our lottery numbers in the near time for the stakeholders?
Okay.
Yes, I am. Soon as I win mine, I will pass it on to y'all.
Okay.
This guy speaks it into
the deal.
Go ahead, man.
Good deal, Sean. All right. Good lookout. All right. Dwan, you up, bro? What's up, man?
What's going on, Dwan?
Good, man. What's good, Steve?
Good,
Chris,
what's going on?
Good to see you, homie. Well, hear you anyway.
Hey, good to see you, too.
Hey, man, do your thing for 3 minutes, man. You on the clock.
Hey, no doubt. First off, I want to say Tampa was the shit. I loved every moment of it, man. I'm still recovering from it. Oh man, that was amazing this weekend, man. As far as the game in Tampa, great game. Started off kind of slow. Didn't know what to expect, but to see Daniel Jones come out like that and basically put the team on his back, especially after Saquon went down, that right there convinced me that Daniel Jones actually is better than advertised. So,
right.
I don't know what we're going to do as far as a running game. Hopefully we get something going.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't even need it because Daniel Jones provided all of that. Darius Slayton, I know Daniel Jones stole the spotlight and everything, but Darius Slayton looked like he's going to be a big target for us. I like
right.
what he did in the game, especially those big catches.
Right.
Defense, it looked like we were generating some sort of a pass rush, but our secondary still sucks. And I know I posted a meme about Jackrabbit of him being barbecue chicken back there. I get Mike Evans as a beast of a receiver, but you still are supposed to be our top cornerback, especially if you yacked all that trash. I rewatched the quick clips of the game. I was counting how long it took before Jameis Winston threw that ball to Mike Evans. It wasn't no 6 or 7 seconds. He was getting that ball to Mike Evans as soon as he got the opportunity. Jackrabbit
right.
just wasn't covering. So Jackrabbit could kill all that. I can't cover anybody for 10 seconds noise. That's bullshit. So
yeah.
As far
what about
the upcoming game?
Right.
Yeah, as far as the upcoming game, I think Daniel Jones will continue. He'll take advantage of a suspect secondary. Washington may have a little pass rush there. We're going to need the offensive line to actually hold their blocks because there was a couple times last game where Shaq Barrett got through and killed Daniel Jones. No, maybe he even got a, I think he got a strip sack or someone's got a strip sack or something like that. We need the offensive line to hold their blocks so Daniel Jones get that ball out of their hands. I think Evan Emmons is going to have a field day on Landon Collins. As we all know, Landon can't cover. So I think Darius Slayton should have a big game. Shepard should have a good game. And we just got that dude Hilleman off the practice squad, the running back in preseason. I liked him in preseason, so I think we should run him and Gallman. You know, they should take turns, you know, running, sharing the rock as far as the running game. I think we'll get something going as far as that goes, too.
Got it.
But Jack Rabbit needs to show up this game. No more of that talking of I can't cover for 6 or 7 seconds bullshit. Need to show up. Period.
All right. Dwan, man, we got to do this again, man. Appreciate you, man. Love the insight.
Hey,
appreciate
no doubt. It. No doubt, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right. Definition of lit. Do it.
Lit.
Do it. Wow. Hey, my guys, my Tampa dudes, my Tampa people. What's going on?
Talk.
Hey, so
talk.
So listen.
You got it.
All right, right. Yeah. So I was just listening to what Sean said, what Dwan said. So listen, I think what really needs to happen with our head coach that wants to be the head coach, the quarterback guru, and also the offensive coordinator, I think he needs to identify what he really wants to be and find what his strengths are. But what his strength needs to be is put his foot up James Betcher's ass and say, dude, I run this show. You're going to water down this defense to make these young pups play a little bit. Your scheme is not going to work right now. This is your one and only warning. If you don't dumb it down, I'm getting you.
We lost him? Uh-oh.
I think
he's
in
and
okay.
Out. We give him 10 seconds. Five. Oh, there you go. Go ahead,
okay.
Real quick, Daniel Jones is just like Jeremy Lin. He's the new. Until they get him on film, he's going to probably light up a bunch of secondaries. And then once, I guess, they figure him out, they'll know how to scheme for him better. But back to Tampa. Tampa was off the hook. Lady Blue, it was great to see you. Steve, it was great to see you again. Chris, Doris, everyone I ran into, it was an amazing experience. You can cut me off now. Thank you.
All right, Liz. Appreciate you, man. All right. Thanks, Liz. Banks, homie. Thanks for everything, by the way. I'm going to say that say anything else, man. Thanks for all you do, man, for the Frontliners exclusive and everyone, man. You're just fire. And you know this.
Yeah, give us 3 minutes, too, on top of that, too. On your experience, the community service, everything. Give us within your 3 minutes, and we'll get to the picks and everything else.
Frontliners. Bleed blue.
What the hell is that?
We showed up real big. We showed up real big in Tampa, man. Shout out to everybody that came out and made that a whole movie. A lot of hard work went into that, and I'm glad it paid off, man. I'm very humbled and happy for all the experiences that we had, and everything turned out really well, man. Great to see everyone. It was a great event. And then the win is a pure icing on the cake, because technically we weren't supposed to win that game, but we did. We had a lot of opportunities to give the game away. You know, like we talked about Jack Rabbit, it was clearly – was burnt to a crisp that whole weekend. to a whole crisp. Like that's a chicken that you can't even eat. It got burnt so bad you can't even eat it. It's straight turning to cold. As he needed to shut his mouth and play defense. What does The Rock say? Shut your mouth and know your role. And you ain't doing that. You need to play defense, sir.
That's it.
But we still got the win. Daniel Jones pulled the rabbit out of his hat. Everybody's calling them Danny Dimes and all that great. Lit just said, there's no film on this young man yet. Not taking anything away from him. He played really well. Played really well. But when there's some film on him, it's going to get a little more challenging. And ball security is still an issue. Offensive line was okay. Okay. But he did the damn thing, especially without Saquon. This week against a basement team, it's a divisional game, so it's going to be challenging regardless. They just got embarrassed on primetime TV, so they're going to be coming to play. I don't know what level they're going to play at, but we have to match it and be better. So we got to win our matchups. I think we have a lot of wins on matchups, but the line has to play better to keep Jones' jersey clean. And if he plays even half of how he did, and the defense played how they played in the second half, in the first half, we have a chance to win the game. Once again, shout out to everyone. Finally got to meet Doris. Finally got to meet Kristen, Robbie, you know, all the folks, all the new folks, the great turnout. Shout out to everybody that donated to get the event, the meet and greet going. We made a lot of money that turned right around and sponsored that tailgate that everybody had a great. All I keep hearing is positive things, and that makes me feel really good. Makes us feel real good because we did a great job, and people already know about us, but they know what we do. And all I can say is I'm ready for Chicago.
Let's do it. Thank you, man. Blue. Thank you again for all you do, man.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man. I do it for y'all, man.
Together.
I do it for y'all.
All right. Appreciate. Okay. And finally, E-Table. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, let's fly through this because we got to get to our picks, man. Now, shout out to Scott. And by the way, Scott is a Giants fan from the UK. You saw him at the Tampa tailgate. And he also flew to Dallas. So when I hear fans say, oh, I can't make it to the game, blah, blah, blah. Think of Scott. He flew up and across down the pond twice for the Giants. Put that in for
Scotty.
He says he can't wait to see Ingram versus Collins. He's the top three tight end, so bags for more potential. Haskins versus Jones will be the headline stealer, though, if he starts for them. Shout-outs to Scott. Shout-outs to Paul. I think the Giants could beat Washington in a high-scoring game. Areas of improvement for DJ. Keep them games experience, and, of course, defense adjustments. Keep either one moving. Shout-outs to Q. He says Haskins is not starting because he doesn't even know the playbook, but if Keaton struggles, they will turn to Colt McCoy. Shouts to Isaac. He says Giants projected to receive four comp picks in the 2020 draft. Giants win 23-17. Shout outs to Nick. He says this week is huge for the main reason Danny Jones is coming off an incredible game. Now it will be even challenging with Barkley out and Gallman stepping in. This looks like a team who will be battle for all 60 minutes for the win. Shout outs to Bud. He said it's going to be a mad defensive play and is what we want when Eli is going to pick up the slack. Shout outs to everybody. Real quick, the meat grinder. Shout outs to three victims for the meat grinder, DB Nation's meat grinder. Sacrificial lambs. One, Janoris Washed Up Jenkins. Two, James Captain Obvious Betcher. And three, Gettleman. Those are the three guys for the meat grinder this
week.
And also, from the Bleed Blue Show page, is Eli a first ballot Hall of Famer? The poll was up for a week. 59% of the fans say yes, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. 41% say he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's get to the picks, man, because we're out of time. All right.
Listen up, everybody, because we are out of time. Here it is. Listen, everybody, listen one time. Eagles at Packers, Vikings at Bears, Cowboys at Giants. Cowboys at Saints. Sorry. Redskins at Giants. I'm going to do it again. Eagles at Packers. Vikings at Bears. Cowboys at Saints. Redskins at Giants. All right. We're going to fly right through these, and I'm going to do a different order real quick so we can get out of here. Lady Blue, real quick.
Packers, Bears, Saints, Giants.
Got it. Frank, you still there? Okay, Frank.
I'm here.
Frank. Okay. Did you hear the
Packers? Packers, Vikings. Who's the other one?
Cowboys and Saints.
Cowboys, Washington.
And Washington. Okay, got it. Billy Bob, your picks. Billy Bob, you there?
I'm here. Give me a second. I'm going to give it to you right now. I take the Packers.
Uh-huh.
the Bear.
Huh?
Damn.
Cowboys
and
Saints.
Cowboy.
Whoa,
Dallas.
Really? And finally.
Man, you know I wrote the Giants, man.
It's okay. Hey, that's all I need to hear. You stay in your feelings. I love you, man. Talk to you soon. Duan, where you at, man?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go Packers, Vikings, Saints, and, of course, the G-Man.
Whoa, that's what I'm talking about. That's my very same picks, too, Steve. Put that down for me.
Say that
Big
again
on.
One more time. Say that again.
I didn't hear it. Who's talking? Yeah, go on.
Packers,
give me your picks
Vikings,
so they can be broke down right now.
Yeah, Packers, Vikings. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yep,
go
we got you. Packers, Vikings.
All right. Saints and the Giants.
Okay,
yep,
got you.
Packers. All right, all right. Big O. Ooh, say that again. Say it one more time, bro. Here we go.
Can you hear me? Won't go in and out. It's bad. It got a bad.
Yeah, you're going in and out.
Yo, go to the next person.
Yeah, here you now. No, go.
Okay, Packers.
Uh-huh.
Packers, Saints, and Giants. And
right.
For all those who think Danny Jones is, my final thoughts is, man, blue, man. You can speak to Danny all you want. He got you, man.
He's blessed. All right. Kristen.
Yes, sir. Packers, Bears, Giants, and you know damn well I'm not going to fucking Dallas. Fuck out of here. Stay.
Yes, ma'am. Tell us how you really feel. Appreciate it.
I already know.
Bleed blue. Sarge. Sarge,
yeah,
you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you want me to call him out?
I got you. The Packers, the Vikings, the Saints, and Big Blue, baby.
Got it. Thank you, Sarge. Appreciate that. The definition.
Eagles, Vikings, Dallas, and the Giants.
Eagles? Really? I'll talk to you later.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm burning up, Matt.
I know you burned up, Matt. Binks, you up, sir?
Yes. Packers, Bears, Saints, and we bleed blue all day, twice on Sunday.
All day long. I feel the same way, man. I'm a Packers, Vikings, Saints, Giants kind of cat, and I appreciate all the picks given in and the E-Table folks for chiming in. I want to thank Bakes, Lit, Sarge, Kristen, Dwan, Billy Bob, Frank, Lady Blue, Worm, Mark the G-Man, Sean, and, hey, man, we bleed blue all goddamn day. I don't know, not only on Thursday. We got to keep doing our thing. We'll talk to you later on. Hey, Steve, take us home, bro.
Yeah, like you could get my picks in, but, hey, we're out of time, but I'm going
yeah,
Packers,
that too.
Packers, Bears, Cowboys, and I'm making this a crow game. Let's go Redskins.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm making a crow game for the post game for myself and all the there you go. We're going to crow this Sunday of week 4. We're out of time. We
there
got no
go.
Time for final thoughts, man, because we got to roll. We'll be on for the post game.
Blue
for the post game, man.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.